Camila Cardoza from South Carolina and Angel Reese from LSU will now join the roster for the Chicago Sky, the WNBA team. And we're all about the WNBA now, aren't we? So let's talk a little bit about that with the ticket manager over there, Anthony Whaley. Anthony, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Anthony's the vice president of ticket sales at the Chicago Sky. Congratulations, by the way. I know you're not the general manager. I don't know how involved you were in strategizing the picks, but it sounds like you guys got just what you were hoping for.
Yeah, we look like we did a really good job. Our general manager and our coaching staff, and they did a really good job of getting exactly what I think exactly what they wanted.
Although Cardoza would play center, she's 6'7". Angel Reese played center in college at 6'3". Will they rotate, or will Reese be a forward? Do you know how you're going to work with these two new hires?
You know what? I don't really know, but I know our coaches are very, very well versed at making sure they're getting the right person in the right place. So, Cardoza, being as tall as she is, more likely to play center. Angel Reese could play center. Not really sure. The coaching staff would know that, but I'm just happy that we got, from the last 2 years of the NCAA tournament, the two champions, the best player on both of those teams are going to be playing for the Chicago Sky.
Wonder if Angel Reese, I know nobody has the uptick that a Caitlin Clark will, but Angel Reese is well known, and, lover or hater, she's a known commodity who's, I think, very marketable. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, yes. Even though Caitlin Clark's great, remember, Angel Reese was the person that stopped her the 1 year from winning the championship, and Camila stopped her this year from winning the championship. So we got those two players there. So, it's great to have Angel Reese in the league. What she's doing for the league and is going to be great. What she did for women's sports altogether has been great. And so it's great to have her up to be a part and be a person to bring this forth to the women of the world today.
And the new season's right around the corner. When do you all start?
Our first game is May 25th against the Connecticut Sun. Our first home game is May 25th against the Connecticut Sun. Our first actual game is going to be May 18th. That's an away game against Dallas.
How many games do you all play in the season?
We play a total of 40 games, 20 home and 20 away.
So if I want to watch women's basketball professional in Chicago, 20 home games at Wintrust?
We play at the Wintrust Arena in the South Loop.
Yeah, no, I know where it is. I got season tickets over to DePaul, so I know that facility, and it's a real nice venue for basketball.
Absolutely, it is. If you've been there before, so you can sit anywhere, and you're going to feel like you're part of the game at any seat that you sit in. It's so intimate.
What's the capacity? How many seats does that place sit?
About 10,000 seats there.
Yeah, I mean, think about that. We're used to 22,000 for professional basketball games, but 10,000, I think, just reinforces the point that you are right there. And so 20 home games. How do you sell tickets? Individual? Do people walk up and buy them? What's a season package look like?
Yep, we sell season tickets, but we sell half seasons, five games. Unfortunately, the five games and the half seasons were sold out of this year. We do have some season tickets that are available this year still. So if you need them, they got to call in because we only have limited supplies of season tickets. But yes, we do sell individual tickets too. Individual tickets, we sell group tickets. You can go to Ticketmaster, or you can call down to 866-SKY-WNBA.
I suppose there's walk-up available for most games?
Absolutely, there is. Right there at our box office is right there at the Wintrust Arena, right in the front.
Props to you. You say you've already sold out the 10-game package?
Yes, our 10-game packages, half-season packages, are sold out. And our five-game packages are sold out as well.
I'll bet neither of them include the Indiana game.
They actually did. At the time that we were selling them, the 10-game package, we allowed people to be able to pick the 10 games that they wanted to come to. Unfortunately, they sold out right after she declared for the league is when they started selling out.
Really? So then people did the math on that and said, okay, then she's going to be in Chicago, and I'm going to pick that, and boom, those tickets sold.
That's it. They picked out those Indiana games right away.
But I can still get, but that doesn't mean that the game is sold out, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, the game is still not sold out. We still have tickets available.
So can I buy just for that? And pardon me, this is about the Chicago Sky, but just humor me for a moment. Can I go online right now and buy tickets for the Indiana game, just those single tickets, those single games?
Yes, you can.
All right. I guess I'm probably going to be in the second bowl, though, with that, huh?
Yeah, it's not a lot. Like, if you wanted to buy seats and sit, like, four together, there's not a lot of seats available where you're going to find four to right together or two right together. But there's still seats available that just kind of scattered around.
What impact has Caitlin Clark had on professional women's basketball ticket sales this year?
Caitlin Clark has been absolutely amazing for women's sports altogether, and for college and for what she's going to bring to the WNBA. I think it's great because we're getting a lot of different eyes on sports that normally would not watch the WNBA. They're coming in and they're going to be watching, and what I think they're going to see is that there's really great basketball that happens in the WNBA. I think Caitlin Clark will bring that attention to a lot of other teams and a lot of other players, even though she's not on those teams, because people are going to watch just because.
What is the the price range for the full season ticket package?
The upper baseline, which would be the lower price range that we have, is probably, they're running at about $340, and you get all 20 games, so it's about $17 a game. And then if you get bench seats, which I don't know if we have bench seats available, but our bench packages go for like $10,000. It's like $500 a game, which is still very, very well priced if you think about what you're paying to go see a Bulls game and sit on the bench or sit courtside for a Bulls ticket. You're paying $500 for our tickets where, you know, they're a little bit more expensive over there.
Well, you said $340 for the lowest price for season tickets. Mm-hmm. That's for the whole season?
That's for all 20 games. Get all 20 games at about $17 a game.
Dude, you need to charge more for those.
That's the reason why we may not have any seats in that section available right now. Because that's what people are, they come in to buy.
So where do I go? What's the website?
And you can go to am.ticketmaster.com/sky. Or you can just go to chicagosky.com and click on tickets from there, from our website. It'll direct you right to our website, right to the ticket page.
Do you know what the TV schedule is like for the ladies this year?
Yes, we do. That's all available online. I don't have access right in front of my hands, but a lot of our games are going to be televised locally through WCIU and Marquee.
We all remember when they were in the championship. Lori Lightfoot famously was in the stands. It was so exciting. And then, as happens, then the team was down. Do you know what the prospect is this year? What are you all anticipating?
We're anticipating a great year.
Shocked, I say. Shocked. I can't believe you said that.
Yeah, we're anticipating a great year. We want to be able to compete. I mean, we got two of the best players out of the two of the top 10 players that are in the draft coming to our team, not to mention that we brought back Diamond DeShields, who was here for our championship run. We brought back Marina Mabry, who's going to be here, and Dana Evans, that are still going to be here. So we end up with still a really good roster. We hope that we're going to be right there. We just have to see the players have to gel. So we have to see how well our players and our coaches gel together.
You know, it could be fun, even if the team isn't super successful. Like the Blackhawks, they picked up that kid from Michigan. His season ended in the college ranks. He's suddenly available for our last home game, and he shoots and scores, and everybody's very excited. And then, of course, you've got Connor Bedard and a couple of other young teenagers on that team. So even if they're not great, it's going to be fun to watch them grow, and you see greatness there, even if it's not there right now. And maybe that's where the Sky is right now as well.
I feel like you hit it right on the head there. I believe that people are going to be able to watch these young players grow up right in front of them. And that part is going to be amazing. Watching them get better, watching them play against pro talent and get better every year.
Camila Cardoza of South Carolina, Angel Reese of LSU, the third and seventh picks in the WNBA draft. And selling those tickets is Anthony Whaley, the vice president over at Chicago Sky. Good luck to you, the ladies, the team, and everybody, Anthony.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to seeing you at a game.
You bet.